91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome the Hold Steady to our studios. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're playing tonight at the Granada Theater. And I also want to thank you for being part of our Public Radio Rocks the Day stage at South by Southwest.
That was really fun.
It looked like you guys had a lot of fun at that show.
It was weird. You know, it was 1 in the afternoon, so like you didn't know what to expect, but it actually felt like a real rock show.
Yeah. I mean, that's the great thing about the convention center there is you get people know, like, if they can't get in to see one of your other shows, they know they're going to be able to get in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people that come in are there to see you too. So, yeah.
It was a good one.
Yeah, it looked like you were having a lot of fun from stage.
It was
a blast. Well, you're going to have fun tonight at the Granada, too. We'll talk about the new album, Teeth Dreams, and all that. You want to get right into a song from the record?
Yeah, we're going to do Spinners from the new record.
Great.
Ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. Before she figures out what's wrong, put another record on. She picks it up and she carries a cross. Heartbreak hurts, but you can dance it off. Just some nights she'll curse these clubs. She's 2 years off some prairie town. She goes down most every night. She dresses up and she spins around. Same guy buys another round. So let her know he's interested. The nights go on forever now, but the morning comes up quick. You gotta loosen your grip. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city, there's a lot of love. Salted rims and frosted mugs. Gotta get back out there. Flat champagne and inbound trains. Soft hands and phantom pains. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city, there's a lot of love. Once she's pretty sure it's safe, she goes to a different place. Decides she's gonna get some guy before she even finds him. And she's got him if she wants him, but she can't decide if she wants him. She goes out most every night. She cuddles up and she spins aside. He comes in much closer and to signal he's still interested. Some nights are so complicated. Soft hands are so frustrating. She never gets in the cars. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city, there's a lot of love. Salted rims and frosted mugs. Gotta get back out there. Flat champagne and inbound trains. Soft hands and phantom pains. Never let them tie you up. Big city, there's a lot of love. She's 2 years off some prairie town. She dresses up and she spins around. Little looks and smaller talk. Heartbreak hurts, but she can dance it off. She's 2 years off some prairie town. She dresses up and she spins around. She never lets them tie her down. It's a big city, and there's just so much love. Once you're out there, everything's possible. There might be a fight, there might be a miracle. Loosen your grip, man, it feels so incredible. Let the city live your life for you tonight. We'll be right back. and rims and frosted mugs. It's a big city.
All right, nicely done. The Hold Steady on 91.7 KXT. Teeth Dreams is the new record, and congratulations. I mean, this is it's a really solid rock record. Yeah,
yeah, it's a big rock record.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you came off of that year and a half break, and just you could almost tell that you guys were just dying to get back to it.
Yeah, well, I think it was pretty refreshed, it feels good to make your sixth record. Traditionally, it's not supposed to be your biggest, loudest, heaviest record, so feels good to have that, actually,
Yeah, but I read this quote from you. You said something about, you don't want to be that, 40-year-old guy that comes out with a mandolin on the, new record,
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, because there's that stereotype that you get a little bit mellower with age.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, it's still a Hold Steady record. A
song about your new baby. It's always a bad sign on a rock record.
I'm not a fan of mandolins, either. In fact, can't stand them.
Yeah. It becomes like that Onion article about Mumford & Sons giving everybody else a mandolin for Christmas and how embarrassing that is. Well, I also heard that you read Infinite Jest twice. Not once, but twice.
Well, we had a pretty long break between records, so it wasn't that impressive because I read it once right after the last record came out, and then I read it again this summer. And that I had to read with kind of an internet group to help me with the parts I didn't get the first time. But what I really did in the last, as far as that Wallace stuff goes, is I got really into the David Foster Wallace thing, and I read even every interview he ever did. And it's really spectacular stuff. I mean, some of the most spectacular stuff is him just talking off the cuff. But then, it's all tinged with a bit of sadness knowing that, in the end he killed himself, because a lot of the times you're listening to him, you're like, he has everything figured out. He knows, exactly the answers. And then also when you go back and read a lot of his stuff, there's so much suicide in it.
Yeah. That's why I was kind of surprised that this wasn't more of a depressing record. Cause I mean that, the whole David Foster Wallace thing would have to, kind of impart some sort of sadness on it.
Yeah. But I mean, I think there's this part where he kind of talks about, our purpose on life being to kind of keep the terror at bay. And I think you can look at that as a negative, of course, if there's terror kind of coming at you. But also, that if you're successfully able to do that and everyone else is dealing with it too, there is something hopeful about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the next time you're in Austin, I mean, you're exactly right about the, some of his interviews and letters and whatnot. The Harry Ransom Center has a great collection of his correspondence between Don DeLillo.
Yeah.
Those letters are amazing. I stumbled across that one day, and it was just like, his correspondence is a joy to read, too.
Yeah, I want to go up there. I know it's all there. And also that Lipsky book is being made into a movie with Jason Segel and Jesse Eisenberg. Which I'm nervous about, but it has the potential to be amazing.
Yeah, it's always tough when you see somebody else's interpretation of a book. It's
but Jason Segel, I think he's got it. Kind of, he's tall, he's blonde,
Yeah. Well, it's got to be the same way when somebody covers one of your songs too. I mean,
I saw a really great cover the other day of a girl she goes by Billy the Kid doing "You Can Make Him Like You," but changing it to be about changing the gender. It was really good. Is really good.
Yeah, that's a creative take. Well, it's the Hold Steady here on 91.7 KXT. Show tonight at the Granada Theater, and you ready for another song?
Yeah, we're going to do, also from the new record, The Ambassador. Living in 3-2 bars stretched to call a club. It was called The Ambassador. She was pretty much crashing there. Space between the skin and all the blood. An
nights were hot and hissing like an iron. Days spent climbing walls like a vine. Bay City Tire Shop, it's just a temporary stop. Touchdown on a trip that was mostly undefined. You were still staying there. All the halls smelled like burning hair. In the end, it made you sick, but at first you didn't mind. Nights were hot and hissing like an iron. Days cold and crushed you like a can. Years spent faking pain and making plans. Pretty sure you'd recognize these guys that were asking around for you just the other night. There was blood on the bed and the lights in their eyes. We could take them by surprise. Your friend from the tire shop keeps talking about some rocks, like he wants something hard to hit his head on. Said he's a mystic. Well, I know he's not Catholic. He's got a cross all upside down carved in his arm. Nights were hot and hissing like an iron. Days were cold and crushed you like a can. Years spent faking pain and making plans. Pretty sure you recognize these guys that were asking around for you just the other night. There was blood on the bed and the lights in their eyes. Came back to us, South Minneapolis. You said revenge exists outside of space and time. And back behind the ambassador, man, it feels kind of magical. I guess your friend can really move things with his mind. It was called the ambassador. There wasn't much diplomatic there. Space between the skin and all the blood.
Thank you. That sounded great.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
It's the Hold Steady on 91.7 KXT, of course, playing tonight at the Granada Theater. And then, you know, some more tour dates are going to be announced soon, because it looks like you're playing pretty much all summer long, right?
Through the summer and probably into the fall. There's plenty left to do. We there's a lot of the country still left to be covered on this tour.
Yeah,
we've only just begun.
And I mean, you guys are happy out on the road, because you've now performed in all 50 of the states, right?
We got Wyoming this past summer, which was the last of the last three were Delaware, South Dakota, and Wyoming. And once we realized that, we kind of strategically started going after them, and it felt good to get all 50.
Yeah, that's a rare badge of honor there. That's pretty impressive. Well, again, congratulations on the new album, Teeth Dreams, and, you know, come back and see us again soon, and, you know, we'll be announcing that other North Texas show here in a couple of weeks. So
awesome.
You'll be returning back again before the summer's over, which will be very exciting.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's 91.7 KXT.